Thunder Bay. An outbreak of COVID-19 at Thunder Bay's shelter house has been declared over by the local health unit, just under a month after it began. Declared on January 11, the outbreak infected a total of 44 people, including 40 clients and 4 staff, said interim shelter house executive director Michelle Morgan. The outbreak resulted in no severe outcomes, she said, though a couple of people involved had been admitted to hospital. It's a big relief for myself and staff, they've been working tirelessly, Morgan said. The lifting of the outbreak also means volunteers and students can return. During the outbreak, the shelter implemented a static bed list, meaning it could not accept new clients. It was able to accommodate 52 people during that time, out of its 62-bed capacity. Morgan expected to be back at full capacity by the coming weekend. She echoed the health unit's statement Monday as it declared the outbreak over that precautions would remain in place at the shelter going forward. The health unit was reporting 14 active COVID-19 outbreaks in vulnerable settings across the district of Thunder Bay as of Monday. That included outbreaks in areas of long-term care homes Hogarth Riverview Manor and Pioneer Ridge, the regional hospital, and the Thunder Bay District Jail and Thunder Bay Correctional Center, female side, as well as others that are not publicly disclosed.